Hello, wonderful leaders. Welcome back to Boot Camp. I'm super excited to bring you a lesson today on how do you get yourself out of frantic survival mode and achieve real productivity. Now, in our very first bonus lesson about managing your energy, not your time, we learned about different quadrants for energy, that you could have positive energy, negative energy. You could have high energy and low energy. And I often find myself in that zone of lots of energy, but it's really negative, that frantic survival mode. There's a couple different ways that it sometimes feels to me. One way that it often feels is like a many-headed hydra. Have you ever heard about those kind of Greek mythological creatures, the ones that have many, many heads, and as soon as the hero cuts one head off, two sprout back in its place? Yeah. That's what my to-do list feels like a lot of times. I get one thing checked off my to-do list and two things appear. I get one email sent and two more appear. And it's never ending. It's exhausting. And it sometimes feels really overwhelming. Another way I sometimes feel like is I feel like a juggler juggling 30 balls in the air at one time. And I am frantically trying to just keep everything going without anything falling. And naturally things are going to fall. And I just feel overwhelmed because there's just too much, too many things in the air. Another analogy that might help some of you is imagine a control panel. You're here looking at a control panel, trying to fly an airplane, and here comes one blinky red light going like, alarm, alarm. Okay, you shut that alarm off, and suddenly, alarm, alarm over here. And it's alarm bell, one after the other. You're constantly reacting to whatever the biggest flashy blinky light is. You're never thinking. And I want to give you some tools to break you out of that mode and get you to back to thinking again. The reason that our brains, when we are in frantic survival, go into reactivity mode is because of the way that our body handles stress. In that last lesson, we talked about the science of our stress response, and we now know that when we get stressed, we get laser focused on whatever is the stressor that is stressing us out. And in frantic survival mode, that stressor is whatever pings or dings, whichever email appears first, whatever to-do list item is at the top of our list. It's that person who walks into your office door and says, hey, do you have a minute? And you know it's not going to be a minute. It's whoever is having the biggest meltdown right at that moment, because that's the stressor. That's what our brain will focus on. And that's the thing that we will automatically try to resolve, even if that's not the most important thing. That's not the thing that matters most. So productivity is not checking everything off your to-do list. And instead, it's removing things from your list that aren't the things that matter most. It's not letting things on your list unless they're the things that matter most. Another way of saying it, it's managing your energy, not your time. Remember when we talked about managing our energy, that we have a fuel tank inside of our bodies, and that fuel tank is refillable? Well, we now know how to fill our tank. How do you spend the fuel? So when you think about spending the fuel, spend your fuel on what matters most. Spend your fuel on the things that are actually most important, not the biggest blinky light, not what's screaming the loudest. You want to think and not react. What you can do is you can use a tool called the 5 D's to practice a way of thinking through what you've got on your plate, so that you're actually thinking about it and focusing on what's most important. So that tool is called the 5 D's, and I'd like to give it to you today in this video. The 5 D's stand for dump, delegate, date, do, or redefine. And those 5 D's can help you streamline your workflow and manage it in a way so that your productivity is not getting everything done. Instead, your productivity is, as Charles Duhigg, the author of Smarter, Faster, Better, as he defines it, that productivity is knowing your goals and what's most important to you and getting that done without stress. Isn't that gorgeous? It's getting the thing done that actually matters most without sacrificing the things that are really important. I love that definition of productivity, and the way to achieve it is to create habits around thinking about the things that are put on your to-do list and how do you get them done in a way that's really focused on the things that actually matter most to you. So let's go through the five D's. To do that, the first thing you'll need to do is you'll need to identify what's actually most important to you right now. And usually we have multiple things that are really important to us. Today, for instance, I woke up and there were a couple things that were really important to me. First, I had several people that I had promised something for, recommendation letters, a testimonial, a response. I promised people that I would get it back to them by the end of the week, and people are really important to me. So that was one thing that's on my list. A second thing that's on my list is making this video for you. A third thing on my list was spending some really quality time with my friends and family. So those are the things that are on there. I then can go through my to-do list and make sure that the things that are actually on there are the ones that are most important and contribute to that. So the first question I ask myself for each item on my list is, what if I didn't? What if I didn't do it at all? So for example, one thing on my list is to go through some of my notes, and I want to move them over to a different platform. I have them right now in paper. I want them digitally. What if I didn't do that? What would happen? Honestly, not much. It's been sitting on my to-do list for a week. It was an intention that I had set because it is kind of nice to have. But if I didn't do it, not much is going to happen. Honestly, I should just dump that item. I should let it live in its paper form, transfer only those things that are really, really important that I want to have digitally all the time, and let the rest go. That is the first D, is dump it if the answer to the question, what if I didn't, is not much. The next one is, does it have to be me? That question, does it have to be me? Does it really have to be me that does it? For instance, making this video, yes, it actually does kind of have to be me. But there's other things that don't actually have to be me. And knowing the difference between what is actually your role, what is actually the thing that you are skilled and experienced and only you can do, versus what is somebody else's thing, and creating and giving them the space to be able to do that fully without your interference, without you breathing on their neck, that's huge. And that's the second D, is to delegate. When it's not actually your thing, let go of it and delegate. Oftentimes that actually requires a little bit of teaching. And I'm going to spend one of these videos entirely talking about delegation and how to make that more streamlined and how to make that easier for you and for the other person. But for now, just think through the things on your list and really recognize, is it really yours or is it somebody else's? And if the honest answer is that it really belongs to someone else, then delegate and let them do it. I know that I put things on my plate that are actually the responsibility of my kids, that are the responsibility of my folks, that are the responsibility of my husband, and they don't need to be on my plate, or they can be shared. So that it's a joint project, not just me. All right, that's the second D. The third D is, does it have to be now? Do I honestly really have to do it now? If the answer is no, then I can put a date on it. I can put it to the side and take care of it some other time. For instance, some of those responses to people doesn't actually have to be this week. And I have very clearly said in many times, hey, you know, I'm so sorry I wasn't able to get that done. I have a date on my calendar to do it first thing on Monday morning. I'm sorry it didn't get done this week. But really, put a date on the things that don't actually have to be now. And therefore, you suddenly have kind of cleared a place for it. You've put a date on it. Another thing that I often do is communications. So I put myself on my calendar a one-hour block of time for communications. It's when I do my emails. It's when I make my phone calls. And when I do that, when I set aside the time and I just clear off that block specifically for that purpose, then I can get things done a lot quicker. I can make 4 phone calls in a row and I get on a roll and it all just happens instead of trying to slip those phone calls in sideways whenever they fit. So putting a date on some of those little things can be really, really beneficial. And the next video is going to be all about time blocking and reducing the time that you're going to be scattered and jumping from task to task and task switching. So again, the third D is put a date on it. Actually put it on your calendar, take it off your to-do list, and make it something that you've blocked off time for. The last question to ask yourself with all the things that are on your list is, does it enhance your energy or does it drain your energy? If it enhances your energy, if it's something that feels on that positive side of that graph, go ahead and do it. Do it. Just do it right now. Don't wait. Because if you do that, it will enhance your energy. It will give you some energy back so that you can expend it on other things. It's not actually using fuel. It's not using your energy if it's something that fuels you up. So do it. That's wonderful. However, a lot of the things that are on your list actually aren't, right? They're hard. They're not fun. They're just tasks that have to get done. You have to do it, and it has to be done now. When it's like that, I always think of it as, okay, where is it on the scale from 1 to 10? 1 being totally energy draining, 10 being amazing, I can't wait to do it. When I have things that are in like the 2, 3, 4 area, I think, okay, how can I redefine it? How can I turn the dial just a little bit so that instead of being a 2, 3, 4, it's now a 5, 6, or 7? Or if it's a 2, maybe it's a 4. All I'm doing is I'm shifting the needle just a little bit. I'm redefining it in some way so that the thing that I'm feeling meh about is actually something that connects to something that really matters to me, that connects to the thing that's most important. So, for example, one of the things that I had on my list today was to take care of a couple things for my folks. And honestly, I was a little bit meh about it. However, it is also something that I'm doing for my folks. When I think about it as I'm doing something for somebody that I care about, then it connects me more with a purpose that matters. It connects me with that most important thing, spending time, quality time with my friends and family. So it shifts the needle just a little bit. And it helps me get it done. What is it that can redefine it for you? Sometimes it's reframing it in a way that makes it connect with a purpose. Other times it's giving yourself a reward. Other times it's doing it with somebody that you actually care about in a partnership, having somebody walk on your side. Whatever it is, look for something that can shift the needle so that it becomes, instead of a 2, more a 4 or a 5. And that is, how do you 5D your to-do list? One thing you can always think about is that work is going to fill whatever container you give it. If you give it a container that is 8 hours long, it will fill that container. If you allow it to go 12 hours long, it's going to fill that container. The things that you put on your plate are going to fill the time that you give it. However, you can change the size of the container, you can change how much energy, and you can change what it is that you put in there. So be thoughtful. Don't react. Think it through. Know what's most important to you and give yourself an appropriately sized container to feel like you can get it done. Also part of that container filling is that oftentimes we give ourselves a huge container for work, teeny tiny container for relationships and for ourselves. If the things that we put inside are going to fill whatever container we give it, and if we shortchange the containers we give to relationships and give to ourselves, those buckets are never going to get full. So give yourselves an appropriately sized container for the things that really matter. If relationships, your loved ones, your children, your husband, your spouse, your partner, if your parents, whoever it is, if a person is important to you, give them an appropriately sized container. And yourself. That's the one that often gets shortchanged. Really make sure that the container you give yourself is appropriately sized so that you can do your best. So, what are the discussion questions and experiments for this week? The discussion question is to write down the three things that are most important to you this week. What are the three goals that you have in those three containers? Work, relationships, and self. Set yourself an intention, a priority list, and make those things the most important things. That's the discussion question. Please write down your top three things inside of that discussion area. Then, once you've done that, your experiment for the week is to 5D your to-do list. To take your to-do list, everything that's on it right now, and one by one go through and go through the questions. What if I didn't? Does it have to be me? Does it have to be now? Does it enhance or drain my energy? You're going to actually think through your to-do list with your most important goals in mind and prioritize and streamline and take care of those things that are most important and keep them on your to-do list. But you're going to dump a lot, you're going to delegate a lot, and you're going to put a bunch of things off your to-do list and onto your calendar instead. I'll tell you one other tip. Sometimes it's really hard to take things off your to-do list. You feel like you're going to lose it. Instead, put it on what I call a someday maybe list. It's a list of things that someday, maybe, when I have the time, it'd be really great to get these things done. But right now, I don't have to do it. If I didn't do it, nothing would happen. And I certainly don't have to do it now. So go ahead and take those aside and put them somewhere else. Just putting those items somewhere else will make the entire thing feel a lot lighter. So I hope that this tool is beneficial for you. Thank you so much for being here, wonderful leaders. Have a great week.